Tshegofatso Pule murder trial resuming today. It's been on this week in the High Court in Johannesburg. Tshegofatso Pule was murdered in June of 2020. She was 8 months pregnant at the time. And the alleged mastermind behind the murder, Ntuthuko Shoba, was arrested at his home in 2021. We know from the reporting on the story that, in fact, Tshegofatso Pule was pregnant with Ntuthuko Shoba's child at the time. Khomotso Modise, EWN reporter watching that trial for us. Khomotso, good afternoon to you. Who has been on the stand today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So Mugabe Malapane has been on the stand from yesterday. He's the man convicted of killing Tshegofatso Pule. He's confessed to this, and he's serving a 20-year jail term. But he's also turned state witness, and that jail sentence that he got was as part of the plea bargain that he made with police and with prosecutors. So he's on the stand, and he's really been singing like a canary from what he says had happened in the run-up to Tshegofatso Pule's murder. Today he picked up from the place where he was speaking about the events in the run-up to the murder, firstly going into how Ntuthuko Shoba went to his house, his girlfriend's house actually, to come and speak to him about that day that was the 4th of June 2020 being the day that Tshegofatso Pule must be killed. He then also tells the court about how he went to the Maritzburg Bridge, which is in the Roodepoort area, to assess that place, as that is where they were supposed to hang Pule after murdering her. He told the court, Mandy, that when he realized that that place was too busy in terms of traffic and people, they then decided to change the location, and he decided to change the location. And this morning he started off saying that he took Pule from Shoba's house and went to kill her in a place in a veld in Noordgevug, moved her body from there, and went to hang her on a tree in Durban Deep.
Sure, Khomotso, the level of detail there is just incredible. And there's something harrowing and just unbelievable to sit in a courtroom and listen to somebody speak openly from the witness stand about how they carried out a murder like this. It must be quite something to listen to.
It truly is. I mean, you can't get through it without having some sort of emotion evoked, especially because of the detail that he goes into it, what he did. I mean, firstly, yesterday when he started out, it seemed as though he was rather brave, very forthcoming with the information, very unmoved. But as he started speaking, he'd take long pauses, and that's what he did today, being just taking some long pauses, at some point hanging his head in his hands, touching his nose, closing his eyes from time to time, as he relates just the steps that he and Mr. Shoba allegedly took to ensuring that Tshegofatso Pule died. We just heard now, as he's been cross-examined by the lawyers from Ntuthuko Shoba, he says that Shoba told him directly to say Tshegofatso Pule was pregnant and she doesn't want to have an abortion. She doesn't want to terminate that pregnancy, so we need to deal with it. And so, it's a lot of information, and the courtroom is also quite tense as he offers this information during this trial.
Khomotso, thank you for that. Khomotso Modise, EWN reporter, painting a picture there of the convicted killer, Muzi Malepane. He's turned state witness, so he's on the stand at the moment, speaking about how he killed Tshegofatso Pule. And I can tell you, I've been in a courtroom before on a couple of occasions where you have somebody who has confessed, who has pleaded guilty, who's been convicted or who has turned state witness, who is giving a blow-by-blow first-hand account of how they have killed someone. And it is chilling. It's not something you hear too often in your life, but you remember it because it's pretty unbelievable to hear somebody giving a first-hand account like that.